When the scriptures talk about salvation, what it's really talking about is being saved from this feeling of unworthiness. It's really a first step, because to be truly saved, as it's talked about in the scriptures, you have to eliminate your guilt. And to eliminate your guilt, you have to establish a relationship with God in such a way that you recognize that you are a son or a daughter of God. And when you realize this, when you really understand this knowledge, your guilt is swept away. And that's what true salvation is to be relieved from guilt. You will not have guilt about anything anymore as long as you live. The word for sin in the New Testament Greek means to shoot an arrow at a target and to miss. That's what, to miss the target. That's what the original word sin meant. So when in Bible times they talked about, well, this man sinned, it means he missed the mark. I mean, missing the mark is the literal English translation. And it was used by archers back in those days. When the Greek shot an arrow at the target and they used this biblical word, he shot an arrow at the target and said, oh, I feel so guilty. I'm such a bad person. I'm not going to shoot another arrow at a target again. I mean, you don't think that way. I mean, the original word sin was not meant to convey guilt. It was to convey to miss the mark. And we miss when we really miss the mark is when we let guilt enter in and override us so much that we refuse to even try again. Because guilt makes you feel like you're not worthy, and when you feel like you're not worthy, you don't try again. You just give up trying. Because I'm just not worthy, I'm not good enough, I'm not going to try. Because God will probably be mad at me even if I try. But if you realize that the original word for sin means to merely miss the mark, then we look at these guys that lived in Jesus' day in a totally different light. When Jesus said, sin no more, he meant, you know, don't make any more mistakes. So we must learn to be like the ancient Greek archers, who when they shot an arrow and they missed the mark, they didn't say, oh, I'm such a terrible person. Instead, they thought, well, give me another arrow. I'm going to shoot another one. Ah, missed it again. Give me another. And they keep trying, and ah, finally got it. And that's the way we have to, that's the way we are when we have achieved the salvation that Jesus actually taught. We keep trying and trying. Again, remember the principle of self-correction? Just like our body keeps correcting itself. We have to learn to correct ourselves until we finally hit the mark, and that is what true salvation is. True salvation is being able to override guilt, to negate it, and when we make a mistake, instead of condemning ourselves or feeling unworthy or feeling like God is angry at us, we merely say, give me another arrow and I'm going to shoot again and hit the mark. I'm going to try again to be a good person. I'm going to try again to do ABC until I become the type of person I want to be, and nothing's going to stop me. And this is actually the true meaning of salvation. We're saved from guilt, and that, which is the biggest missing of the mark there is. Guilt is the biggest missing of the mark, means it's the biggest sin. When you're saved from guilt, you're saved from your sins. And when you're saved from guilt, you have peace of mind. When you make a mistake, when you're saved from guilt and you make a mistake, you no longer feel condemned. You merely think, I made a mistake. I'll try again. You still have peace. Nothing takes away your peace because you know you're doing the best you can. You know you're human. You no longer have guilt about it. And you just try again, just like you would if you were shooting an arrow at a target. We must not let guilt enter in. No matter how big a mistake we made, no matter how big a mistake we make, it's just a mistake. And you probably don't want to do it again, so let's move ahead. Think, if you have a son and he makes a mistake, or if you have a child of any kind, and he makes a mistake, he or she, do you want him to feel guilty about it? If he's willing to pick up and try again, aren't you going to nurture him? Say, yes, son, get up and try again. I will support you. Now, Jesus said, if we, being evil, know how to give good gifts to our children, will not God, being good, know how to do much more than we know how to do? Yet we think that we will help our children when they fall down, but when we fall down, God's going to throw us in hell where we're going to burn forever, and we're going to suffer with this tremendous guilt, and God's going to laugh with glee. Okay. No, Jesus didn't say that at all. He said he is much better than us. He will give much better gifts and much more to his children than we can for ours, because in relationship to God, we're evil. And God is much better than us. And he will be able to imagine much greater gifts for his children than we can for ours. Isn't that a wonderful teaching to contemplate? Yet how many of the churches teach it? How many of the churches instead teach, boy, God's going to take care of you. All the angels there are going to laugh with glee when they see they get a hold of you in the next life. Because you haven't gone to church lately, or you haven't done some silly little thing lately that conforms to what some man here upon the earth wants you to do. Guilt is a tremendous method of control. Every person in this room is worthy of the presence of God. Whether you feel it or not at the moment, if you feel you're not, it's because you're deceived. It's because someone has tricked you to think that you aren't. Yeah, but I've done some naughty things. Like Rob over here has done some naughty things over the past week, right, Rob? Been very naughty young man. Okay. No, it doesn't matter what you've done. Nothing can stand in between you and the presence of God besides, except for you. You are the only one that stands in between. If we are really the children of God, and God is capable of doing, going much farther in helping his children than we are in helping ours. I mean, how far would you go to help your children? Who has kids here? Somebody with a kid, raise your hand. Okay, Garrett, how far would you go to help your kid go through college? Whatever it takes, right? Let's say your kid had a car accident and hurt somebody and he didn't mean it was just an accident. Would you condemn him? You wouldn't, would you? What would you do for him? Suppose he was just crying and just felt terrible and he was guilty. It was a silly mistake.
I don't realize it was an accident. He needs to do everything he can to correct it, but
yeah. Yeah, would you be happy to see him suffer? Yeah, why do people think that God is happy to see us suffer? Isn't that about the biggest deception you can think of? If Jesus was right when he said, God will go many more steps, and he's much better at giving good gifts to his children than we are to ours. Yet look at how far Garrett will go to help his kid, even though he had an accident and it was his own fault. He didn't mean it, but it was a stupid thing that he did. The kid's condemning himself. And what does Garrett do? What do you do? Say it again.
I helped him realize it was just an accident.
Yeah.
He'll do all he could to correct it and then move on with his life.
Yeah. Do you give him a big hug and make him feel better? You do, don't you? Yeah. And Rob here, even though he's done some naughty little things over the week, even though he's irritated somebody he's working with, you still going to school? He's probably irritated one of his teachers even. Okay? And Rob wants to be embraced by God. Okay? You think God's going to say, well, you don't deserve it, Rob. No. This is the true non-judgmental attitude, is that of a father or mother or parent accepting their children when they make a step in the direction and a forward direction, they will accept them no matter what, especially if the child is making a step in a forward direction. Even though he's guilty as all get out, the parent will accept him. Even like parents of murderers are really dastardly people. I mean, us, human parents, no matter what the kid does, we still are there to help him, usually. Most parents will be, most loving parents. So no matter what we've done, there's nothing to remove the barrier between us and the presence of God except for us. And we're the ones that place the guilt there. We're the ones that condemn us. God doesn't place the guilt there. It's just a natural thing that happens when we ourselves are deceived. And so perhaps the greatest saying I could present tonight is that every single person in this room is worthy of your next step, whatever that next step is. You are worthy of it.
Thanks for listening to the New Age Christian Synthesis Podcast. If you found that what you heard rang true for you, or you are interested in finding out more, please visit J.J. Dewey's website at freeread.com.